The 44th annual Southwest Iowa Hot Air Balloon Days takes place tomorrow through Sunday in Creston, and I'm joined now by Ellen Gerhartz, the Executive Director of the Creston Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Ellen. How are you today?
I am fine, and how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being with us. Let's start, you know, the Balloon Days in Creston have been going on for a long time. What's some of the history of how this thing got started and how it's kind of evolved into what it is now?
Well, a local businessman 44 years ago, Mr. Sharp, decided that he loved balloons, not that he was a balloonist, and he and a couple of other gentlemen decided to start it, and they ran it for a couple of years, and then they turned it over to the chamber, and then as things evolved, there was a committee formed of about 12 to 15 people that do various projects for the event, and it's just maintained, and it's really a great community event. A lot of the balloonists, when they go around to other communities, don't really get much contact with the local folks. This one is very much there in contact. The event wouldn't take place without our sponsors and the hotel motel money that we receive from the city of Creston. But the sponsors are key, and a lot of them have crew that associate with the pilots, and our night glow, which takes place after the flight on Saturday evening, assuming the weather holds, get to actually go up, talk to the pilots. So it's really a community event, and if you drive through the streets and the balloons are up, people are smiling and pointing, and it just kind of lightens the mood. And I think in today's society, that's something that I get real excited about, that, oh my gosh, for a few days, we kind of just enjoy what's happening here.
Absolutely. Well, let's dive into the schedule a little bit. Things kind of get going tomorrow and Friday, and then really hit the ground running on Saturday.
They do. Our friends at the library start with a used book sale that they run both Friday and Saturday, and then our service clubs, those Kiwanis, Lions, and Rotarians, hold a pork chop dinner out at the McKinley Park, and you can drive by and pick it up and take it home, or you can stay and enjoy the park and eat it there. Friday, the pilots start to arrive. In fact, we have 32 pilots who will be flying today, this weekend, as of today, and all but one will be participating in the fun flight, and that should take place. If it doesn't, your listeners need to understand it's all weather-related. If it's too windy, they can't fly. If it's too hot, they can't fly, and obviously they can't fly in the rain either, so it's really, really, really weather-related. But the first flight would be Friday evening around 5:30 or so, and then Saturday is really the full day of all the activities. Again, if the balloons fly, it will be sometime between 7 and 7:30. We have a flea market craft fair in our uptown area, along with the art show, our Creston Arts Festival, put on by our Creston Arts Council. That's a great fun event. It's in its second year and really brought in quite a few people. Then the parade is at 10:30, and it includes balloonists, and then we invite bands from around the area. In fact, Harlan even drives down. They came down, I think 3 or 4 years ago, and have enjoyed it and come down. So that's quite a little travel for Harlan to come down to Creston for just the parade. There will also be this year, the high school band instructor, Mike Peters, has started I can't think. There's an official name for they're going to do after any band who is participating can come to the high school and on our sports complex. They're going to do a parade evaluation. There are no trophies at it, but just since it's early in the season for the marching bands, they can get some pointers from judges rather than locals to say, we need to do this. They may be missing something. So I think there's 3 or 4 bands participating in that. So then in the afternoon, I should also highlight, we do have a gentleman who comes in to offer tethered balloon rides. They're $20 a person. They usually last between 4 and 5 minutes. And they will be Saturday morning out at the airport again around 7 to 7:30. And then in the afternoon, because the second flight on Saturday usually takes place about 5 or 5:30. And then after that, is our night glow. And that's done just at dusk or just about when they tether their balloons and blow up their balloons and tether their baskets and blow up their balloons. And it really is a spectacular sight. If you go out on our website, PrestonIowaChamber.com, we have some pictures of that, along with on our homepage. Again, it's PrestonIowaChamber.com. It's all lowercase and Iowa spelled out. At the top of the homepage is a link, and just click on that. And any of your listening audience that would like to get more details about times, because I've covered a lot, or where the event that's taking place is located, there is a schedule of events there. And then Sunday morning would be the last flight, again, weather-related. And again, that would be, probably between around 7 o'clock. Normally, they'll either take off from the airport or land in the airport. I think this year, because our runway is torn up, though the balloonists don't really need that for flight, that may skew some of what they normally do, but the airport is always a great place. Again, I will also do a plug for our local radio station, KSIB. They report from all the balloonist meetings, and their, what is it, call sign or whatever, the numbers is 101.3, and they will let you know what's going on.
Great.
And a lot of times, they'll even hold off if there looks like a window to get the balloons up, because they all come and they all have a great time here, and they also want to fly. And they also want the points, because we are a sanctioned event, and it gets some points if they're needing them to go to Albuquerque. So it just really, really is a great day, a fun event, days really, or a day and a half. And if any of your listening audience is interested, in fact, I just talked to a gentleman from Maryland last night, and he was in Dyersville, and for whatever reason, I never asked him, he had pulled up Preston Southwest Iowa Hot Air Balloon Days. And we're coming, and he wanted to know the details, and he'd even been out on the weather stations to check the rain, which has appeared in the forecast, I'm sad to say. And a very nice gentleman, and he and his wife were excited, and they're going on to Colorado once they're done here, so... If we do attract people from around the country, I guess I can say.
Yeah, it's a very fun event. Looking forward to this one this year. And again, you can check out CrestonIowaChamber.com for the full schedule and for more info. Ellen, we appreciate the time this morning and hope you have a great weekend with Balloon Days this year.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you calling and letting me spread the word.
Absolutely. Again, that's Ellen Gerhartz, the executive director of the Creston Chamber of Commerce. Their 44th annual Southwest Iowa Hot Air Balloon Days takes place tomorrow through Sunday in Creston.